Track 11. Listening, Part 1. Multiple choice. Question 1. You hear a man talking about his work.
I hadn't intended to spend my days working in other people's gardens. In fact, I trained to become an accountant, but I soon discovered that I wasn't really suited to office life. It's not a healthy lifestyle, really, being inside all the time, sitting at a desk all day. So I packed it in and started doing odd jobs for people in their gardens to earn some extra money while I thought about what to do next. I needed to get out in the fresh air for a change. I really love that side of the job. Plus, I've developed very strong muscles in my back. One downside is working in bad weather, but the benefits more than make up for that.
Question 2. You hear a man telling someone about getting lost.
You're late. We were expecting you back ages ago. You must be exhausted.
And wet. It was supposed to be a short walk in the forest before lunch, and then the fog came down and I got completely lost. It can be quite frightening when you're a stranger in a place, but I know the area well, and it was just a matter of waiting for a while until it cleared. I must admit, it was a bit of an adventure trying to guess the right way in the fog. Quite thrilling, really. I just hope it hasn't spoiled dinner. I get really irritated when people turn up late. So, sincere apologies for that.
Question 3. You hear two people talking at a zoo. The penguins have got so much more space than I remember they had when I came here before.
Yes, that's good. But I'm still not sure it's good to keep them like this. I know it's good for kids to see them here and learn more about animals that they wouldn't normally see. But I still get a bit upset when I see the monkeys looking through the cage bars at me. It gets me down.
But just think. A lot of these animals would be extinct if there weren't places like this. Having visitors like us helps pay for them to live.
I suppose they don't have any worries and get looked after well.
Question 4. You hear a woman talking about a sport.
I first started sailing when I was about 10, and I've been racing in club competitions ever since. I thoroughly enjoy getting soaking wet on a cold, windy day, although a lot of my friends think I'm totally mad. The sailing club offers a great social life too, and I met my future husband there when we were both 19. I've won nearly every competition I've entered over the last couple of years, but I've just been made redundant, and I don't think we'll be able to afford to sail competitively for much longer. It's a pity, because it's a healthy way to spend your free time, but I suppose I'll just have to find another, cheaper sport to do.
Question 5. You hear a voicemail message.
Hi, just to say that I hope you have a really good, relaxing break in Scotland. It's not the best time of year to choose to go there, but you definitely need the break. I wish you wouldn't work so hard. If you worked fewer days a week, perhaps we would see you more often. At least we'll have a good time together when you come home for Christmas. I've already got your old bedroom ready for you. But anyway, please, please take care and remember to pack some thick jumpers. Give me a ring when you get there and don't even think about work. They'll survive without you.
Question 6. You hear a man talking about recent flooding.
It's unbelievable. The last time this happened, the council assured us all that they would build special defences to prevent flooding if the River Maris burst its banks again. Did they do it? No. Everyone knows that it's an expensive thing to do, but we pay money to the council every year. They can afford it. And when we are flooded, it costs us a fortune. Last year, all the houses in this road were a metre deep in water. Today, it's the same. This must never happen again.
Question 7. You hear the following on the radio.
This hot, dry summer has been a bonus for the tourist industry in our area. People have crowded the beaches, and seaside hotels have reported their best figures for at least 5 years. Inevitably, though, the hot weather has not been welcomed by everyone. Elderly people suffer badly in the heat, and there have been several deaths during the heat wave. It is very important that older people drink enough water. Also, those of you with dogs must remember never to leave them in cars with closed windows. And to get an update on the weather, let's go over to Katie.
Question 8. You hear a woman talking to her friend.
For me, it's the perfect part-time job. I'm married with kids who go to school, so taking other people's dogs for walks during the day suits me well. It's also great exercise and keeps me fit. I'm not sure if it's the right job for everyone, because obviously you need to love dogs. And also, you need to be able to deal with the more difficult ones properly. Dog walking is not good for people who don't like the rain and cold. Dogs need walking whether it's boiling hot, freezing cold, or pouring with rain. So it's important to think it through and not to agree to something that you might later regret.